And then this other boy, his older boy, will start this next term. Oh. He's got an older boy than Neil Wade. He's an older boy. He'll start this year. That's right. He'll go to the primary.
Was there a store where all sorts of cheap things were sold? Just cheap things?
A secondhand store?
No, these would be new things, but they'd be things that didn't cost very much. I'm thinking now of the term racket store.
Oh yes, I've heard of these. I've heard of stores referred to as a racket store. Yes.
You ever hear that?
No, but
I have. Yes, we used to have a racket store in Sedan. You could go there and buy all kinds of little old tomfoolery stuff. Cheap, very cheap prices and very cheap merchandise, I would say.
Is that where you did most of your trading? In Kansas rather than down in Pawhuska?
Oh yes, we done all of ours because we lived up on the north side of this county, and of course we traded in this little old village over here at Chautauqua and this other little old town of Elgin. Once in a great while, we'd go to Sedan, but that was an all-day trip.
Well, Elgin wasn't such a little town then.
No, it wasn't. It was a busy
town shipping center in the world.
At one time, it was the largest shipping center in the world. That's right.
At Sedan, what government buildings did they have? Did they have a place where you could get books and take them home?
Well, when I was a youngster, I don't think we had any such things as libraries. I don't recall them. But now we have them every place. Mm-hmm. Every little old town that amounts to anything now has a public library. Nearly every little old village has a public library. But not when I was a youngster.
How did you get your mail in the early days?
We went to town after it. Yes, sir. Sometimes we would get our mail. When I was a youngster, we went to Elgin. Done the most of our trading in Elgin. Of course, we got our mail in Elgin.
Pick it up at any particular place?
Go to the post office. That's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
And if you went to Sedan and wanted to spend the night there, where would you stay?
Well, I don't think that ever happened, but then if we wanted to stay all night, we would have to go to a hotel. Yeah.
Was there a theater there?
Hmm?
Was there a theater there?
Theater?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. That's right. Way back in the early days, they had a place in Sedan where they would show all kinds of little old traveling troops or shows, and uh-huh. They called it the Opry House, and it wasn't nothing more than a big hall. Yes, sir. No moving picture theaters, not when I was a youngster.
Was there a hospital there?
No. Not back when I was a youngster. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Where would you go if you were very sick?
We just send for the old country doctor, the old doctor that doctored our family. Was a country doctor, lived back about 2 miles from where we lived there on the farm. We called him a country doctor because he lived out in the country.
Well, that was lucky that he lived so close.
That's right, and he was with my mother when I was born. Yes, sir. Dr. Wilson. He lived out in the country. We called him a country doctor. Yeah.
I see then probably the nearest hospital would be